go to God in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for Hallie's graduation today, and thank you for her graduating class. God, bless them, Lord. Bless them all. Jesus, and I pray today as they have their graduation ceremony, Lord, that you'd bless Hallie as she speaks to her class, God. Lord, that you would just let the words flow out of her mouth. And Lord, that they would be a blessing to the staff and to the young people and to the whole congregation, the whole auditorium. And Lord, bless the words that I'm about to share now, God. Lord, bring them home to us and bring us closer to you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Hallie, you are the valedictorian of your class. And that is quite an accomplishment. And it says something about you, and it says something about God. And what it says about God is that he has blessed you with a wonderful mind, a mind that can study and can remember and can recall. And other people are blessed in different areas. But God gave you a tremendous mind to be valedictorian of your class. It also says something about you. And what that is that you exercise that mind. And you studied and you used the gift that God has given you. And then the blessings come. God's also given you something else. He's given you a family that knows the Lord. And not everybody has a family that knows the Lord. And there are people in other parts of the world who grow up with families that believe in other gods and they don't know the true God. But your family knows the Lord and your family is a loving family, and that's a blessing from God. And, you know, as you were growing up, they brought you to church, they brought you to Sunday school, confirmation. And you had plenty of opportunities to learn about the Lord and to grow up knowing him. And what a blessing that is. You know, all of us here have had that opportunity. I don't know how all of our childhoods were, but all of us here now are in church. All of us here have a congregational family of believers. And we're all blessed in that area. I mean, regardless of our childhood, we are a family of believers and we hear God's word and God's a part of our life. But you're standing at a crossroads right now. And it's a big crossroad because you're going to go off to the university here this fall and you won't be home for weeks or maybe even months at a time. And you'll be apart from your family for a little while. You'll be going back and you'll be calling them on the phone and they'll be writing you and you might be writing them. But you'll be talking to them from time to time. But you'll still be apart. And you'll have some decisions to make. Today your whole family's in church with you. Mom, dad, brothers, sisters, relatives, they're here with you today. But next fall, you'll be down there. And you'll have some decisions to make. And the decisions will be, am I going to make the same decisions that I made to study in school? And every day, you probably read your assignments every day, or at least almost every day, and you completed them all. And you worked at them to get them good. Am I going to do the same thing with God? Now, she's not the only one standing at this crossroad. We all stand at this crossroad every single day of our lives. All of us do. What am I going to do with God? I think that you probably studied a lot. Am I right? You bet. And if we all paid as much attention to God as Hallie had to pay to her studies, think where we would be with him. Think about it. If we spent time in prayer, I was talking to one of your relatives yesterday who says to me, he talks to God in prayer all the time when he drives. Wow, what a blessing that is. And if we could spend time with God in prayer, and you got a Bible, and you will not be graded in this life on that Bible. You know, whether you study it or not, you're not going to get an A or a B or whatever. But because you studied in high school and spent some good effort there, you're valedictorian. What an accomplishment that is. We're not going to be valedictorians in this life with God. But there is coming a final day when we're going to graduate from this life and we're going to stand before him, just like you're graduating from high school today. And today, the whole auditorium is going to recognize you, and the teachers are going to recognize you, and they'll clap, and you'll stand up there, and you'll give your talk. But someday, we're all going to stand up there in front of God, and he's going to recognize us. And you know what the Bible says God is going to say to us? If we live our life for him, he's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in few things, and I'm going to make you master of many. Enter in to the joy of your master." Wow, that's the final graduation. And what an accomplishment that will be. And we are going to see that day simply because we know the Lord. Now, all of your class is graduating today, at least the ones that stayed with it. They're all graduating today. Got a salutatorian. You got some that just made it in by the skin of their teeth. I had a friend when I was growing up, and he said to me, he says, "You know," he says, "I graduated in 72. He said, "There were 72 people in my class, and I was number 72, and I couldn't have planned it better if I'd done it myself." But he made it, okay? The Lord hadn't blessed him with quite the mind that he blesses others with, but he made it. He was a talented musician. That he could do. That was his gift. And God gives us all different gifts, and we need to pray for Peg right now here. They're helping her out. So Lord, I just ask that you be with Peg right now, Jesus. Bless her, God. Strengthen her, Lord, and be with her. And we thank you for that, Jesus. And watch over her, God, and keep her in your care. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Do you need to call an ambulance? You did already? Good. Okay. Well, Lord, thank you. And we just pray that you bless Peg and watch over her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is with her. Okay. Amen. Changes the whole mood. But that's okay because these things happen all the time. And God is still with us. And he's watching over Peg. And she'll be taken care of. So anyway, praise the Lord. We have decisions to make. And decisions are, what are we going to do with Jesus? What are we going to do with God? And he has blessed you as he has blessed all of us here with a knowledge of who he is. And he wants us to continue to study his word, continue to pray, continue to worship together. The Bible says, St. Paul wrote, "Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the custom of some." He wants us to continue. And these are decisions you will be making because you'll be in charge. And you won't go to church because mom or dad says we're going to church now. And you won't go to Bible study because they will say, come on to Bible study. And you will be developing even more personally your relationship with Jesus Christ. And what a blessing that is, because he wants us all to develop our relationship with him all the time. And someday, we're going to graduate, and we're going to stand before him, and he's going to say to us, well done. All we got to do is just focus on him. That's it. Focus on him, and he will have us do what he's called us to do. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, help us to focus on you, oh Jesus. Help us to live for you, Lord Jesus. Lord, as Helly goes off to college or to the university this fall, Jesus, just guide her in the steps you'd have her to take. Lord, lead her where you'd have her to go. Keep her from those places where you would not want her to be. And Lord, thank you for covering her and watching over her. Thank you, Lord, for covering us and watching over each and every one of us, God, because you are with us. Lord, help us all to grow closer to you. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen.